Well, friends, we now commence with a statute called the Trademarks Act 1999. In view of the globalization in the market and enlarged consumers, it was absolutely necessary that a manufacturer had to protect his brand name. And therefore, in order to see that rival manufacturers do not use his slogan, symbol, or any kind of brand name, it was absolutely necessary to protect himself as well as the consumers at large. And that is the reason why we have the statute, which was earlier called as the Trademarks Act 1958. It was repealed, now replaced by the Trademarks Act 1999. We now move, which talks about the introduction and features of trademarks. To protect the interest of consumers and to safeguard the reputation and goodwill of the proprietors of certain works which was used in the goods, the Trade and Merchandise Marks Act 1958 was enacted. The Trademarks Act 1999 was enacted. Repealing. Repealing means to remove and thereby substitute with the earlier Act of 1958. And therefore, this previous Act for registration and better protection of the use of fraudulent marks was today enacted and replaced with the Trademarks Act of 1999. We shall now move into the features of Trademarks Act 1999. Now, before I move into these various areas, I would just give you an insight as to what exactly is a trademark and what are important aspects of a trademark. A trademark is a device, it is a slogan, it is a letter, it is a numeral, it is a shape of a product or a combination of colors which distinguishes the quality of one manufacturer from that of the other. We could see this as far as BlackBerry is concerned or Videocon is concerned, Samsung is concerned, whereby each of them is having a mark or a slogan trying to establish the superior quality of his item over that of his competitors. And therefore, this is called as a distinguishing mark. It is graphically represented. That is, there is a drawing, there is a picture, there is an illustration to depict that mark. Thirdly, it has a distinct character. What is this distinct character? It is a quality wherein you try to forcefully impress the consumer at large that there is something in your product which stands out, which is appealing, which is known for its quality over that of the competitor. Fourthly, this has the name attached to the manufacturer. This could be a well-known mark, as I've told you, friends. It could be somewhere down the line like a Panasonic or the Honda or an area as regards Maruti, wherein in the field of automobiles we have them. It could be something which is called as a logo mark, a mark of a Maharaja as in Air India or a star with Bank of India, wherein you are trying to depict the services with regard to that particular manufacturer. It could be as far as country image marks, wherein we go in for Swiss watches or a Darjeeling tea depending on the area of the commodity, so that you are trying to have this brand attached to that particular manufacturer. It is not deceptively similar. That is, when there are two marks, both of them are not identical, whereby one tries to copy the other and tries to establish himself, wherein there could be an infringement. It includes packaging. A trademark What is the container? What is the folder? What is the cover? What is the receptacle? How do you attract the consumer? Because it has advertising value. And therefore, a mark which has that advertising value to catch the attention of the consumer is that area wherein a trademark stands out. And finally, the most important thing as far as a trademark is concerned, it depicts the quality, it depicts the origin of the mark, it is attached to the manufacturer, having an advertising value which raises the goodwill or the reputation of the manufacturer attached to his brand name. Now, I come down to registration of trademarks for services besides goods. Well, friends, I have to tell you that this is an act which includes goods as well as services. Are we aware of what is goods here? As we have already seen in Sale of Goods Act, goods mean a movable item. Any movable item, it could be a share, it could be a stock, it could be a copyright, it could be a patent, which can be moved from one place to another, but not immovable. Nothing to do with money, nothing to do with an actionable claim, which means you cannot file any suit on the basis of a negotiable instrument like a promissory note or a check, because this can be recovered only by a legal course of action. This is goods as we understand it under Section 27 of the Sale of Goods Act 1930. Services. We have seen this in Consumer Protection Act. Services means any kind of service which is rendered to a potential consumer. What are these services? Banking, insurance, finance, transportation, education, housing, boarding and lodging, conveyance of information, or any kind of hospitality services are all services which are rendered for consideration, which means money. And therefore, this also comes within the concept of trademark which is attached to the manufacturer. Now, coming down to the process of registration, now how do you register your trademark? I'll just give you a small glimpse into this area. A proprietor or an owner makes an application along with a registered user. A user means a person who has been given the permission along with the proprietor to apply for a brand name, who is entitled to have this application. Now, this person, the proprietor, makes an application at the place where he carries on business to the registrar of trademarks, wherein their office is at Mumbai. The other branch offices are at Ahmedabad, at Delhi, Chennai, etc., wherein this application is required to be given along with fee. Thereafter, the registrar, when he accepts this application, he puts up an advertisement in the trademark journal asking the outsiders or any other competitive manufacturers whether they have any objections to this trademark or name. Any opponent is required within a period of 4 months to give this objection, so that if anyone opposes, then the mark cannot be registered. The registrar then calls the opponent asking for a notification, and this notice is given to the proprietor. He calls both the proprietor as well as the opponent, gets the hearing from both the versions, and then decides whether to register or not to register. Once he is satisfied with the particulars given by the proprietor, he proceeds to register the trademark, which now becomes a registered trademark, which enjoys complete exclusive rights, so that once it is a registered trademark, you can file a suit for infringement. On the other hand, if it is not registered, the terminology is passing off. That means a person, whether it is any other manufacturer, right? And if he does not have his mark registered, he cannot file a case for infringement, but he can only file a case under a common law remedy, which is called passing off. So normally, a case for passing off is meant for services, whereas infringement is meant for goods. Not to permit imitation of trademarks. The proprietor is very clear that any kind of an imitation of his mark over any other would lead to an infringement. I'll just give you an illustration here. Ranbaxy versus Wetz Pharma has been a case. Ranbaxy comes out with a trademark called Levazol, which has been a drug meant for animals and birds. On the other hand, the Wetz Pharma comes out with a trademark which is called Lemazol. Now, Levazol and Lemazol have two identical names. The question is, can Ranbaxy file a case for infringement? Yes, because once it is registered, there can be every ground for filing a suit for infringement. The factors to be considered for dealing with a well-known trademark. The factors are, obviously, one is required to see whether the well-known mark is one wherein it is sought to be infringed. When it is so, the plaintiff has every right to file a suit for infringement. Simplifying the procedure as far as a single register is concerned. Enlarging the scope of permitted use and providing for enhanced punishment for offences and providing for appellate board. Right? Now coming down again with a quick area. A trademark is one which is capable of being represented graphically and which is capable of distinguishing the goods or services of one person from those of others. A mark includes a device, brand, heading, label, ticket, name, signature, word, letter, numeral, shape of goods, packaging, or combination of colors or any combination thereof. Permitted use. Now, what exactly is the meaning of the word permitted use? The proprietor permits a registered user, stating that he is allowed to use the product with his consent. And this gentleman is called as a registered user. Another person is a permitted user, where there is a consent in writing and a party is allowed to use that brand name with the consent of the proprietor. It is called as a permitted use. By a registered user of a trademark in relation to goods or services, that is, it is connected in the course of trade in respect of a trademark which remains registered for the time being and for which he is registered as a registered user, such a person is called as a registered user because he is also permitted along with the proprietor to use the trademark or the brand name. Now, coming down to who is a permitted user? By a person other than the registered proprietor or the registered user in relation to goods or services with which he is connected in the course of trade by a consent of the registered proprietor in a written agreement. That is, there is an agreement in writing between the proprietor and the permitted user allowing him to use his brand name wherein a consideration is provided by the permitted user unto the proprietor. The trademark registration, which is under section 6718-23, wherein we have already mentioned about the procedure where an application is given. It is given to the controller of trademarks. Thereafter, it is sought to be advertised in the journal asking for any opposition grounds. And after hearing the parties, the trademark is registered by the registrar. Registration of parts of trademarks and trademark as a series. Now, when a Hyundai or obviously a Maruti comes out with various areas in their own manufacture of automobiles or cars, we have seen that there could be a Sias, it could be a Desire, or it could be a Zen, wherein there are different kinds of areas for goods which are manufactured by the same proprietor. So when the same proprietor comes out with different areas belonging to him on the same commodity. So when it is on the same automobile, as we are aware, and it comes out as a continuation of the same proprietor, it is called as a trademark, as a series. How is the series different? Whereby the manufacturer comes out with a statement of the goods or services relating to the respective user, a statement of the number, price, quality, or names of places whereby it is going to be suitable to different kinds of consumers, or other matters of a non-distinctive character as well as a color combination. We now come into the area of associated trademarks. An associated trademark means where the manufacturer has come out with his own items which are slightly identical or similar but belongs to the same proprietor, and therefore for each and every series that he comes out with, he has a separate mark. So when all these are clubbed together belonging to the same proprietor, we call it as an associated trademark. A registered user. A user is a person who, in the course of trade, with the consent of the original proprietor, is registered with the registrar as a person who is permitted to use the trademark, is called as a registered user. Now, coming down to the grounds for refusal of registration. The following shall not be registered as trademarks. If a trademark is devoid of any kind of a distinctive character, a trademark which consists exclusively of marks, indications which may designate only the kind, quality, quantity, intended purpose, or any other geographical origin or time of production, or which is customary in practice, will not be registered by the registrar. As far as the other grounds for refusal are concerned, a mark shall not be registered as a trademark if it deceives the public or causes confusion, it contains any matter which is likely to hurt the religious susceptibilities of any class or section of the citizens of India, it contains scandalous or obscene matter, its use is prohibited under the Emblems and Names Prevention Act. As we know, any kind of pictorial representations of Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, or any kind of flags of India or other places are strictly prohibited as trademark registrations. Relative grounds for registration and its refusal. If there is a likelihood of confusion on the part of the public, which includes the likelihood of an association with an earlier trademark or its identity, or where two marks are similar to each other and the goods covered by the trademark are that which are already well known, and therefore if it is a brand name, as in the case of a Panasonic or in the case of a BlackBerry, and there is a proprietor who is coming out with an identical product which creates a confusion in the minds of the public, such brand names cannot be registered. A similarity with an earlier trademark which is likely to be prevented under the law of passing off protecting an unregistered trademark or by virtue of law of copyrights cannot be registered. Registration of trademarks in good faith and honest concurrent use. This implies that whenever a proprietor takes the permission of the original proprietor, that is, if there is any rival trader and he has asked the proprietor whether he could use or have his consent as far as the trademark is concerned for consideration, here is a registration of a trademark which is done in absolute good faith and honest concurrent use. Concurrent means along with the proprietor he uses the brand name. Of course, this shall be subject to such conditions and limitations as the registrar may think to impose. Regarding the duration, renewal, removal and restoration of trademarks, the duration of a trademark is 10 years, so that it has to be renewed from time to time until the period of 10 years, after which it automatically lapses after 10 years. Of course, it is subject to renewal provided the proprietor reapplies for the renewal with the registrar for a further period of time. The effect of registration is that it gives an exclusive right to the use of the trademark in relation to the goods or services and to obtain relief in cases of infringement under the Act. So here, an important advantage that a registered proprietor has is that he not only has the exclusive right to use the trademark by himself, he allows any corrections to be made in the register of the registrar's office from time to time, wherein there could be any kind of corrections to be made. He has a right to assign it or transfer it to any other person by means of a document of assignment for a valuable consideration. He also has a right to undertake any kind of licensing agreements for valuable consideration. So these are some of the rights that you enjoy, whereas if it's unregistered, the common law remedy is called one, which is called as a passing off, which is not a right of infringement, but a right enjoyed under a common law remedy. Certification of trademarks. A mark which is capable of distinguishing the goods or services in connection with which it is used in the course of trade and which are satisfied or certified by the proprietor of the mark in respect of the origin, material, mode or manufacture of goods or performance of services, the quality, the accuracy or other characteristics is called as the certification of a trademark. In short or in brief, when the proprietor himself assures the public that as far as his quality, the origin, the performance or the accuracy is concerned, we have a hallmark, we have an ISI mark or we have a BSI mark as far as jewelry is concerned. So wherein here is a certification as far as the proprietor is concerned, provided he is competent. And he gives an application for the purposes of regulations with the registrar. He is certified as a certified trademark holder. However, it shall not be in the name of the same person in the same line of goods or services, whereby if it is in the same name, having the same identity, a certification mark may not be granted. Now, coming down to what is a collective mark. An association of or a group of persons in the same profession. The profession of chartered accountants, the profession of certified practitioners, certified doctors or the members of a mark may come together. So for example, we have CPA, Certified Practitioners Association. The Indian or the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, ICAI. So this is a mark whereby all professional chartered accountants come together and have an identification number so that the quality of the services are assured by the mark, which is called as a collective mark. Thank you very much, my friends. We have now understood the essentials of a trademark and the grounds for which it could be refused. Thank you very much.